Well, firefighters from across Australia will race to join the battle against wildfires that are again burning across the west of the United States. The city of Redding in the north of California has been worst hit by the Carr firestorm, which has been burning for more than a week, becoming the most destructive in the state's history. To bolster resources, at least 164 firefighters from Australia and New Zealand will leave for the US by the end of this week. Louise Creeley has the details.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Gale force winds whipped the North Californian blaze into a flaming cyclone, which jumped a river and roared with little warning into Redding. Whole neighbourhoods were destroyed as residents ran for their lives. Six people died, including two firefighters, and at least four people are still missing. So far, nearly 1,000 houses have been destroyed and hundreds more damaged. Residents have been left devastated.
I lost it all. Every bit of it. I'm sorry.
I used to fight fires in CDF back in the 70s and 80s, and I'd never seen anything like this.
Steve Crawford, CAL FIRE Operations Chief, agrees the scale of the wildfires across the state is unprecedented.
Every single person that I've talked to so far has made the mention that I don't know why it's doing what it's doing. It's burning differently. It's burning more aggressive than it has in years past.
Leroy Westerling is a professor of management of complex systems at the University of California in Merced, who says a long drought followed by rain has brought on the crisis.
It follows a sequence of events where we had unprecedented drought, a drought that was more extreme than any in the last 1,200 years, that lasted several years and was followed by a very extreme wet year. And so we have a lot of standing dead fuels in our grass and shrublands, but also in our forests. And then on top of that, we grew a lot more grass during this very wet season a year ago. And that left a lot more fuel that also has dried out under this sort of record heat that we've had for some years now.
Professor Westerling says climate change means the days of predicting weather patterns across the world are over.
Wildfire is responding to climate change, and the climate change is accelerating and will continue to evolve throughout the lives of everyone now alive on the planet. So no one alive today will ever see a stable climate system again. And if we continue to emit these greenhouse gas pollutants, climate change will be even more severe later in the century.
Brett Williamson at the South Australian Country Fire Service says Australia is happy to help.
They were particularly after people that were very experienced in wildfire fighting in very difficult terrain. And to give you an idea of what they're fighting with at the moment, they're currently having, I think it's 12,000 firefighters and 17 helicopter bombing crew fleets that they're using to tackle the fires within America. So there's 89 large fires that have burnt 376,000 hectares.
The Rural Fire Service in New South Wales says although the state is going into its own early fire season, they have enough firefighters to cover a 42-day deployment to the US and will reevaluate if anything changes.
Louise Creeley with that report.